Greetings, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and today we're doing a podcast on pregnancy, birthing, and bonding without fear. And I'm joined by mother and grandmother and my sister, Madeline McRae. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, well, we decided to do this podcast because we are getting feedback through a lovely lady we know who does birthing counselling and pregnancy support in Australia, and who tells us that, you know, quite a few women do struggle with negative thoughts, lack of confidence, uncertainty, and we'd like to, you know, give you some positive input here that could really give you a much better experience during pregnancy.
That's it. And this woman, if you're in Australia, her name is Natalie Mead, and she calls one of her programs Psyched for Birth. But if you need somebody to talk to, if you enjoy this podcast, then they're simpatico with what I would share, will share.
Yes.
So basically, you know, I only ever go from my own experience. And today is just off the cuff. I'm winging it, right? So it's just...
Well, you can't do that. I'm the pilot.
Oh, that's true. Girlfriend is the pilot. So, but, you know, so I don't... I just got to go with my own gut, which is what it's about. Because our society, our conditioning, if we will start right at the edges. So here we are. Our body has been taken hostage, and there's a new life growing in it. Now, this has never happened to us. Maybe it's not your first, but if it's not your first, then you've got more of an idea. But here you are in this situation. You don't know how it's going to be. You don't know. There's no manual. It's a living moment-by-moment experience. So a lot of people, because of our conditioning and the way society is, there's so many concepts, you know, and there's way too much information. Truth is, you don't need it all. Everything you need is already within you. So you can take this time, this experience of being pregnant and birthing and bonding with your child, and you can grow exponentially as a human being if you let go of all your ideas and concepts and your fears. And believe me, they're natural. The little negative voices in our heads, like, oh God, how am I going to do this? And what, and you know, it's all unknown. Okay? So understand that the whole thing is beyond your control. Mother Nature is running the show, and thank God for that. You know, it's a beautiful thing. She's running the show. So if you can, I'm going to teach you how to go inside your breath and connect deeply inside to yourself. And whenever you find yourself getting a little stressed or getting a bit worried about things or getting negative, don't follow that thought. I'll show you what to do, and just take some time and just do that and say, no, I'm going on this wonderful journey. Mother Nature is with me. So what you will find as you're pregnant, if you're tuning in to yourself, is that all your senses become heightened. And being pregnant opens like the doors to perception. You can perceive things in a different, broader way. Like with smell, smell is heightened. Everything is heightened. Clarity, awareness. So you've now become part of the act of creation just by your growing another human being inside you. And understand that you have everything you need. It's in there. And that child is coming. You are its you are chosen and this child is perfect for you. You have everything this child needs. Don't doubt. There's no room for doubt. Okay? So also realize that it's, people think, oh, I'm going to have a little baby. Well, you are going to have a little baby, but that little baby is going to come in as a fully conscious human being. So in a way, for a certain amount of time while you're carrying this child, there's two souls inhabiting one body. So obviously you're going to feel a little different. And that's a beautiful thing. If we can let go of our fear and say, what can I learn here? You can learn so much about yourself. This fear is only going to get in your way. Whichever way you decide to birth, whichever way you, that's your business. I don't talk about that. I'm just talking about your emotional self. Because you see, in this world, everybody has a pretty limited vision of what things are. You know, oh, this, it's got to be this way, it's got to be that way. No, no, no. This child wants your company. Your company. And you want your child's company. And you can grow very close and just trust the whole process, because it's going to happen. Mother Nature knows exactly the timing, how to do it. How you choose to do it is up to you. But now I'm just going to teach you a little, for a little minute. Just want you to sit down and get comfy. And you can use this when you're just there on your own. Now the mind will want to talk. So the way we're going to do this is, you can listen to music or to somebody, a different guided meditation, because I don't actually have one, but I'm going to give you, we'll do one now. So you let your mind, while I'm talking, just focus, keep it on my words. Keep your mind on my words. Let your mind hang on my words. And then keep a very big part of your awareness completely on your breath. So we're going to just sit quietly. Close your eyes and just first of all notice this amazing breath that has been with you from the first moment of your existence, and it will be with you until the last moment of your existence. It heralds it in and it takes you out. So here is this wonderful connection to that creative life force, always inside you. So you're never alone. It is always with you. So sit quiet and you just notice the breath's natural rhythm, the coming in and the going out. Don't try to control it. Just listen to my voice, but have all your awareness there with that breath. And what a gift, the breath of life, the gift of life. And what, so peaceful, just in, just like the ocean of the waves, the coming in, the going out. And you allow yourself quietly to fall down into that sacred place and float. Just float back beyond you were a person with all your skills, back beyond you even had a name, back to this place of just quiet oneness, of peacefulness. And you stay with that breath. I just follow it in and out. Just stay with it and let all your worries and all your tension, just let it go. All your little fears, let it go. Feel that oneness, that community that you have with that energy. And be just creation itself. Be in there. Just floating. Just floating. And the peacefulness. And the joy of it. And if you, as you get to know this place, it will always be there for you. And it will always hold you. It holds you. And this is what your baby is experiencing inside you. That pulsing, that life force. It's not breathing. It's having your breath, but it's completely at one with that place. Keep company with that place. And when you feel that you have calmed down and you are in that state, feeling good, you can open your eyes and return to us. But just remember, being pregnant is an altered state. It's beautiful, it's glorious, it's wonderful. And yes, of course, you know, life, there's always, anything can happen anytime. But this is something special for you and your child. And you want to really suck the marrow from the bone of this unbelievable experience. Because so many times in my life, things have happened, you know, my kids are 30s, 40s, now I've got grandkids, the same thing. And something will happen, and I will actually go back to when I was pregnant, or giving birth, or when they were really, really tiny, to find the answer to what is happening now in my life 30, 40 years later. So all these treasures, the treasures while you're carrying, birthing, and bonding, all these treasures you can find. You may not comprehend them in the moment, but as time goes on, your ability to become a more rooted in who you are, like your feet get really rooted into the earth. Mother Nature opens her doors to you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Enjoy it. You've got all the answers. Nobody else does. Your body, your experience, your baby. Own it without fear. You got it, honey.
Yeah, that's right. It's you're going from a conceptual ideas,
yes,
framework,
yes,
into a real-time energy experience.
That's right.
So you're going from really, you know, thoughts,
mm-hmm,
to energy. And it's true, you have a lot of power inside of you. A
lot of
but
power.
But you need to tap into it.
You
and
do.
That's why, you know, the guided meditation, mm-hmm, you just gave,
mm-hmm,
is so simple.
So simple.
But, you know, to be able to still your mind,
mm-hmm,
and just experience that breath, which, mm-hmm, is bringing the oxygen to the placenta and, yep, enabling, yep, the baby to grow.
And the baby can feel it. When you're in that state, the baby feels it. Mm. It feels all the different states you have. You don't need fear. You just, because, look, being pregnant, giving birth, and having a baby, this is a full-on experience. This is you're getting down and dirty here. Nothing is more raw.
Correct.
Nothing is more raw than what you're going to go through. And you're going to be taken way beyond yourself. And how fabulous. So let go. Relax back. Be taken way beyond yourself. And if you just have that ability to go, okay, then it's a wonderful, wonderful ride. And I learned more from all of that and the years to come with the kids. They just want your company, and you got it. So keep company with the deeper parts of yourself. Your baby will enjoy it while the baby's inside. And learn to keep company.
Yes.
And if other people can't comprehend it, because, you know, you are in your own bubble a bit when you're pregnant. You're in your own bubble. You're in your own space. It really belongs to you, Mother Nature, one of her gifts. And you're in this altered state. And, you know, my husband never used to really understand certain things because it wasn't happening to him. He could see it from the outside. But women have been given a sacred role. Motherhood is a sacred role, which is why then you become part of that creation while it's all happening. That's why you get given those extra gifts. Mm. But you have to allow yourself to feel them, become comfortable with them, become so you don't miss it, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's no way to do it. Don't listen to anybody else. Trust your own gut, your own instinct, and this experience will empower you like nothing else on the planet. That's about all I could say.
Really. Yes, and the other thing, you know, that's beautiful, to practice that breathing meditation, you'll get better at it.
Yes.
But if you have strange thoughts, which is, as Madeline said, quite normal, because you're in an altered hormonal state, and that can affect your brain chemistry. You may be in a situation that's far from ideal.
That's right.
You know, in your life.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed to express that you're having irrational or unusual thoughts that you don't understand. They may not be real. They may not be logical. So it's very important to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, if it's your best friend or your family.
Someone you know, and that's why the information we gave you at the beginning with Natalie Mead, that's an organization that look at the larger picture like we just spoke about, because it's normal. I used to get scared, I used to be uncertain, and then I just let that go, because it's all uncertain, just like this life. Nothing is certitude on this darkling plane, as our mother used to say. And so, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
That's right. And don't forget to communicate.
No.
You know, anything that worries you or that confuses you.
Yeah.
It happens to a lot of women. Don't be ashamed. And you can visit Psyched for Birth or HunterBirthEducationCenter.com. And, you know, contact Natalie or contact your GP or good counsellor.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't feel alone, so important.
Yeah.
And you can also contact Cabot Health, and through our website, cabothealth.com, we can put you in touch with Madeline's email. And
if you're having, you know, not everybody who gets pregnant really, it could have come as a surprise, and you might not really, it wasn't really part of your agenda.
Yes.
And so maybe you've got feelings like, you know, I don't want this, why is this happening? You know, we come from so many different angles and places, but don't feel bad about that. Like, if you decide to keep it and you're going to do it, then if you're going to do it, it's okay. You didn't really want it, or you wish you weren't in that situation. But if you choose to keep it, then open yourself up for what that ride has, the gifts, the treasures that it has to give you, because believe me, there's so many there. So it doesn't really matter where you start from.
Yes.
You know?
And great.
All that is normal.
Great information, Madeline.
Yeah.
And we hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and stay in touch with us through our health advisory at Cabot Health or liverdoctor.com. And, you know, we can help you with the hormonal imbalances after childbirth, if you get postnatal depression, or if you have toxemia of pregnancy, all those things. which can be physical stresses, of course, as well as emotional stresses. And thank you, Madeline, for your wonderful insights.
My pleasure. But definitely, I'm sorry, but yes, Sandra, Dr. Sandra knows exactly what to do for all that kind of postnatal stuff. So, you know, you don't have to suffer it alone. Get onto it. It can be absolutely alleviated.
Yes, quite quickly, actually.
Yes. Mm. So, you know, don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy in life, yeah.
No, speak
and don't
up.
Don't be scared.
Speak up for what you want.
Because help is available, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, bye.